Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
So think of the wildest substitute teacher you ever had.
Oh, okay.
I have two. Mrs. Moore was born and raised for most of her life in the Philippines. And when she came here, she was very firm. She had an accent that made her difficult to understand, which made us buttholes. And we were in seventh grade, which also made us buttholes. And she would get so mad during roll because she would butcher names so badly people wouldn't answer. And then we would laugh. And one time she smacked her hand on the desk so hard she broke like five bones in her wrist.
Oh, geez.
During class.
Oh,
and
no.
Then started crying. And God, that was not supposed to be funny, which only, again, it's not funny now. I feel terrible. But at the time when you're in seventh grade, a teacher freaking out because you can't understand her and then breaking her own hand on the desk. And then they scream, "It's not funny. Don't laugh." That only makes it
funnier.
It is. I mean, I've never had to hold back laughter so hard.
Oh, getting a teacher to crack.
And then the other one,
ultimate goal,
was a former news anchor who was a substitute teacher, and he would just tell jokes, and they were wildly inappropriate. And he got pulled out of the class by the principal after telling one of the jokes because it was one of those classes on public access cable where there were three different schools from different areas all taking French class together. And Mr. Kemp was the substitute teacher. And rather than teach French, because he didn't have a lessons plan, he just talked to the students. And he looked at one of the girls from one of the other schools and said, "Hey, you look like you did your hair with a thresher. Anyway, you're blonde. Do you know why they put feces, except he said the S word, on the altar at a blonde's wedding? To keep the flies off the bride. Ha ha!" And then pretty soon the principal came in and he left.
Yeah.
And that was the last time I ever saw him.
That's definitely wild.
Yeah.
I never had a wild one like that, but I did have, you know, the baseball player, Kirk Gibson.
Yes.
Yeah. I had his dad as a substitute math teacher one time.
Oh, wow.
We did no math, but he told great stories about World War II.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it was really an hour long World War II chat with Kirk Gibson's dad.
Was he had fought in World War II, assume. He would have been of that age.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Well, this substitute teacher is going to be very memorable for these children, but probably not in as hilarious way as the ones we talked about. Here it is.
Police found
Anna
Goober.
What a
That's
goober.
Her name.
In Beartown.
By the way, she's a fine reporter. I watched this story earlier. She's very good. But she's young enough. I thought it was a student reporter from the school reporting on what happened at the school. But yeah, she's very good. So the reason we stopped, by the way, sometimes people wonder if you only heard a second, is it's only in one channel.
And it's really annoying.
Which then can really mess with things because there are times when only one channel, only we can hear it. I know that doesn't make sense. It doesn't really make sense to me.
It's very confusing if you're listening to it in a grocery store.
So if any of you are listening at the grocery store.
You mean, you're supposed to mix mono it, guys.
Through the speakers. Mm-hmm. All those grocery stores that play the Free Beer and Hot Wing show before they get back to the best of Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah. Yeah. We're big in the Kroger's.
All right.
Okay.
You going to try it?
I'll give it a whirl.
Okay.
Not sure if this will work exactly how I hope it will, but.
Okay, Steve. It will.
We will see.
Police found cocaine on the belongings of 47-year-old Melissa Martin that were in her classroom while she was subbing on Wednesday. She was with an eighth-grade class at the time, and we also now know that it was concerns from students in that class that prompted the school to call 911. Now, parents I spoke with tell me they are not just...
Before they start to give details, try to think of what might have happened that would make the students go, "Hey, I don't know if she's okay." Just gets anything in your mind.
Where they would call 911.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she did say at the beginning that she had cocaine on her, right?
Yes, but...
Okay.
I mean, there was something that happened presumably because of the cocaine.
Gotcha.
That made them go, "I don't know if she's okay."
Mm. All right.
Concerned about the lack of communication from the school.
Sorry, one more thing. The reporter has the same shirt on as Hot Wings. It is not, but it is as close as possible.
No, but I have one that looks pretty similar to that.
Anyway,
the lack of communication from the school around this incident, but also for their student safety as they went back to class today.
A Barry mom says when she asks her kids how was school, the last thing she'd ever expect to hear is what her son told her while getting off the bus Wednesday.
It was cocaine crazy.
He looked visibly shaken and upset, and I asked what had happened today, and he said
I did coke for the first time, Mom.
You won't believe it.
I learned what you can do with a dollar bill.
I'm tasting lightning.
Yeah. Why are you shaking?
Wednesday.
He looked visibly shaken and upset, and I asked what had happened today, and he said that his substitute teacher was clearly on drugs and was acting crazy. Those were his exact words.
Brittany's son, an eighth grader in Barrytown, tells his mom that his substitute teacher, 47-year-old Melissa Martin, had been nodding off during class. The student says when Martin abruptly ran out of the classroom, concern led him to follow her.
So he followed her.
Falling asleep, and then she wakes up and goes, hey, I gotta go!
And runs?
Nothing weird about that.
One of the kids follows her?
Okay. Yeah.
So he followed her, and I guess found her, and she said to him, hey, Teddy, why are you off your leash? And my son was like, what? And she was like, yeah, Teddy, get back inside. He was concerned and later found out that Teddy is actually her dog's name.
District Super.
She was so coked up. She thought a kid was her dog off the leash.
Nice.
That will draw attention from the kids.
That's a hell of a high.
Teddy is actually her dog's name.
District Superintendent Joanne Canning says Martin has been a permanent substitute in the district for about 3 years. Mm. Students' concerns prompted the school to call 911 just before 11 Wednesday morning. Police say Martin's unusual behavior was linked to cocaine use.
It is nothing that we have dealt with in my nearly 30 years here.
Police say they found the drug.
Okay, so this is the first time the substitute teachers had cocaine and thought a child was her dog?
Yeah, substitute that is surprising. Substitute teacher money is not cocaine money.
Yeah, what I mean, that person doing?
Yeah.
30 years here.
Police say they found the drug on Martin's jacket and backpack in the classroom.
We have cited her for our possession of cocaine and reckless endangerment based on the fact that she was under the influence. She was in control of the students in her classroom.
Canning says despite the concerning situation, parents should feel confident that their students are safe at school.
The person is at school.
There's about to be some overreacting in here. I mean, I know
almost
that happened,
certainly.
But no one got hurt. And they did the right thing when they, it's not like they've been like, you'd think some of these parents you're about to hear from found out the school had been covering her or supplying her with the cocaine.
Right.
Here it is.
That their students are safe at school.
The person is not at school now. I do have some personnel steps I need to take. The parents should feel totally confident.
Where she got that coke from.
Right?
Yeah. That their students are safe.
But Brittany says she wants more reassurance her students are in responsible hands when they go to class.
Where was the vetting? Why is there not drug tests done? Why are we not following up and
drug
making
tests. They can barely afford to give crayons to teachers these days.
Right?
Who the hell you think is paying for a drug test or a sub?
Is that going to be on the list that the teachers ask the parents to pay for at the beginning of the year? Obviously, I need to be drug tested so I can be sure. So we're looking for some parents who'd be willing to donate some drug testing.
Well, she might have been clean 3 weeks ago. I mean, you know, cocaine, it was still on her.
Right?
Like she did it.
She looked like she fell in a bag of flour.
Yeah.
Looking like Dave Chappelle in one of his skits.
Oh, they need to get those TSA things that we used to have to walk into where it would like puff wind at you.
Oh, yeah.
They're not using those anymore.
Yeah, you know those are all in a warehouse somewhere. Yeah.
Wait, like magic air? Is this more plain air? What are y'all talking about?
It was supposed to blow the residue of bomb making off of you if you had it. Yeah. And then it would test the air.
It would detect it.
And then give you an all clear. And then we found out.
You guys got blown with special air.
So did you.
Yeah.
You were flying in that era.
Yeah, you got blown too.
Yeah, you never got blown at the airport?
No, I've never been blown at the airport.
Yeah.
Wait, this was only TSA because I only got TSA rich when I met you guys.
No, I mean, you still had to go through security.
Yeah,
it was still security.
It was regular security.
So all security blows everybody?
It used to.
They used to. You used to
now
get blown.
Now you got to get taken aside for a special privilege.
But like through the special little tunnel thing that you have to go through, the security measure, what's that called?
It was a
security?
Yeah, but what's the thing called that you stand on and they scan you, the special tunnel?
That's the body scanner.
The body scanner.
But before that,
it used to blow wind.
Yeah, it would actually blow air at you. You know, have you ever, like, gone to the eye doctor and they puff air into your eye?
Stop it. No, I have not reached. Thing?
Yeah, when was the last time you guys went to an eye doctor?
Good Lord.
Literally
never.
Nurse?
I've never gone to an eye doctor.
You haven't?
Oh, me my neither. Gosh. That's
why
check,
would I?
You that's how your... you check you for glaucoma.
Yeah, you might have the worst glauc ever, Steve.
Yeah, it's true.
No, I get an eye test whenever I go to the doctor.
Oh, my God.
I might honestly.
Why would I go to an eye doctor if I don't have eye problems?
Yeah, same.
So what do they? So when the regular doctor gives you an eye checkup, does he just go, "Can you see me?" And you go, "Yeah," and he goes, "You're good."
No, they do the eye chart thing.
I think the last time somebody did an eye chart thing for me was when I was in high school, and it was a school nurse, and that was my mom.
I tried to fail that
like
one
I'm
time.
Crazy I'm for not going to I'm an not, eye doctor because I don't have eye problems. Like, just, I also don't go to an oncologist because I don't have cancer.
But they can, but Stephen, people, they can discover plenty of issues that you might have in your eyes.
But I don't have any reason to go to one.
What are the symptoms?
Why would I just
glaucoma?
Start going to one?
They can detect various cancers
being a baby about
and
your eyes.
High blood pressure and other things. Yeah.
Look, I have strong eyes. But I mean, I don't have weak eyes like you guys.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry.
Yeah. But they do. So one of the things you do, like annually, I get a vision test. Lots of people do. And you look into the machine. It's a stare at the red light. Don't blink. And then it puffs a bit of air in your eye. Yeah.
No, it lasts, somebody, I would hit that machine.
No, it just lasts for 1 second. I mean, not even 1 second. It's just a, that's it.
Kelly, this is what the air puffer machine looked like at the airport, roughly.
It's like, it was like a phone booth.
Yeah.
Basically, weird. You walk in there and it would.
Yeah. Except there wasn't dollar bills floating around like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay. Yeah. That's the cool machine. I don't think I ever did that.
Well, when I searched it, the article said, air puffer machines at airports are being ditched because they are, quote, ineffective. That was from 2009.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wasn't traveling then. I was in middle school.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I was getting eye tests at the principal's office.
That's not where that should happen either.
I was purposely trying to fail them, too, because I really wanted to have to wear glasses. So I would purposely try to fail them.
Did you say you had eye... exams inside the principal's office?
Yeah, they had them in our office, and yeah, they would just say like, all right, everybody, like,
lean over this desk and lean forward to see if you can see the eye chart.
Yeah, there was these little machines that you would put your eyes into, and then it had the little AEIOU chart thing. They'd be like, read the third line down.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They're really cheap at your school. Yeah. It's just a magnifying
glass. But the letter charts that they all have.
And a list of vowels.
It's just all O's. read the letters. O. Yes, 2020.
Yeah, they'd be like, read the letters on the third line. Can you see it? And I'd be like, fully able to see it. I'd be like, no, I can't see it. Really? I wanted them to tell me I needed glasses so bad because I tried on somebody's one time and I thought I looked cute.
And they still didn't because that seems terrible that they, you would say no. And
no,
never
they
gonna...
knew I was faking.
Oh, that's fine.
And it wasn't a real eye test.
No.
No.
It was in the principal's office.
How many inches is this, cutie?
Right. Yeah. Hey, you show me two eyes. I'll show you one. Tommy went to the same principal.
Uh-huh.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.